Welcome to the Preacher Parker Show. I'm back with my boys, Viva La Revolution. Hope I said it right.
Kind of messed tipsy, up, but
Viva La Revolution, you know what I'm trying to say. Hot damn, it's the show that you all need to watch, listen, and please share with others.
All right, so fuck COVID-19 is basically how we're going to start this.
Whatever, they fucked up, but it's okay. We're all natural. We don't like to.
This is what we do, hot damn.
This is 100% unedited. Natural, like a natural
drinking Heinekens on a motherfucking Friday.
Yeah, drinking Heinekens. Let's go, Heineken. Oh. I felt betrayed.
But it's your boy. That looks stupid, but
I can't wait to hear his name.
It's your boy, White Willie Weenus.
Yep. You got your boy Buttercup here.
Oh, yeah. Preacher Parker in the house. Yeah. WWW, huh? That's the day you want to go by.
Yeah, WWW. I guess I say that four or three times. Three. Whatever. Yeah, I hope all y'all enjoying your day. Drink a cold one with us when you watch this. You know, if you have some herb, light it up. I don't smoke. Well, used to, but I'm on a little hiatus, so that's what the Heineken comes from. But we're all natural.
I like that hiatus with the Heineken.
You want to start with the topics, buddy?
Sure. What are we talking about right now?
Let's see your input. Trump says he's going to mobilize the military to distribute potential COVID-19 vaccine. Whenever it comes, but I guess he's preparing early.
Now, that joke is crazy. Just the way you said it.
It, to me, sounds suspicious.
Wouldn't that mean checkpoints and... I've already heard about that, COVID-19 checkpoints. So they'll be stopping people. They want to do contact tracing. So if you have tested positive or got tested, they will follow your phone, your GPS, all that, and they will see everyone you've come into contact, and they will build a network around that.
Isn't that,
that's a surveillance state.
Isn't that how they would know how many people actually live in your house, who's in your community, who they are that was trying to stay off the grid, now they know where they actually at, and then they're tracking you so they can then, when they want to go on a manhunt, they know who they want to hunt for?
Exactly.
Am I wrong?
Not, don't forget they're setting up the snitch hotline too. They want you.
Saying no names.
If your fellow citizen is not following the COVID-19 rules, they want you to snitch them out.
And they're
going to
be terrified because the news gets them all spooked up, and they're willing to snitch on their fellow Americans.
Holy smokes.
It's
crazy because if you go to a regular store, a grocery store, you always see a customer say, hey, they're not wearing a mask. Or they'll be mad, they'll walk away from you and say, hey, you're coughing. So if they're willing to do that, of course they're willing to snitch on their neighbor or their best friend or whoever's in their community that's not wearing a mask.
The company we work for, customers not wearing masks have come in there and complained about employees having their masks down, and therefore it causes a big problem to wear now. A mask has to be on your face at all times, no matter what, even if you're not out doing your job.
You can't just lift it down and start coughing this out without covering your face?
Start coughing. Why would you
start coughing?
You gonna pull it down and start coughing?
Start acting like I'm a zombie or something like
no,
that.
No, you can't do that.
Yo, isn't that the point? Look, this is my thing.
That
I
can become
telling
a crime now.
Inside of that's fear. Some scary shit.
And if you didn't even know you possibly had COVID-19 before, and you go and purposely cough on someone now, now they could technically they consider that assault or attempted murder.
Which it kind of is if you think about it.
But what about the people that survive COVID? If they survive it, that means I'm not really killing you.
But
I'm temporarily killing you.
Once the COVID's done, though, would they get rid of that? Or they keep it?
If you go out of jail, if they survive?
Do you really want someone to sneeze on you? If someone sneezes on me, I'll be like, bro.
How about that? How about if I was a cop or a judge? I arrest you for coughing on somebody. Then I keep you in jail until I know that the person that you coughed on is healthy and okay. If that person is healthy and okay, I'll let you out. Wouldn't that be a great criminal system?
That sounds like concentration camps. That sounds like quarantine camps.
So you're saying
like,
when you were a kid and you got put in timeout in the pen that was a concentration camp?
Here, we're going to take away your rights just in case. They're like, how does that? Well, I guess that's our justice system.
But no, they get out. They get out. No other punishment.
No other punishment.
As long as
if the person gets sick or die, now you got to deal with the consequences on your hands.
It's murder.
Here's the way. I think the bigger discussion is: should we keep hiding from this disease and let it drag on forever, so more and more of our rights get stripped away as time progresses? Or should we just let, if it's what they say, should we just let the disease run its course? You can't hide from it. Let it run its course.
You can't hide from it.
What has happened all throughout Earth's history? Earth corrects itself. If something's wrong with the Earth, they will correct itself. If
Whether that be God or
all throughout history, the weak die. So, the strong survive.
Now, you know what? Now, you just said something interesting, Buttercup. The earth fixes itself, correct?
Yes.
It has a fever.
Now, wait. If this COVID thing was as serious as they say it is, why is the earth doing better?
Yeah, animals are coming out. Everything's going back.
Think about it.
The pollution is going down.
Earth fixes itself from things that's damaging it. And if you tell me this COVID is serious, then the earth will get worse. Right now, the earth is getting better. So that's telling me this COVID thing is possibly a bunch of bull crap. That's right, I said.
One thing that's interesting, I heard someone say, they broke it down to where humans, if you look, zoom out from the earth, humans are almost like the cells of the earth. Like, if you look at it from that perspective, don't some cells become cancer sometimes?
Yes.
And the earth would have to do something to get rid of that cancer.
Yep.
Otherwise, itself would die.
Exactly.
Are you calling humanity a cancer at the moment?
No. I'm saying,
it's correcting itself.
Here's how I'll say it. Look at the days right before Noah. Almost all of humanity was a cancer.
Exactly.
And what happened? They all had to be wiped out.
Flood it all out. Clean them out.
And the part of the reason they were all cancers because their genetics were messed with.
Like Pompeii.
And that's what's going on right now.
Pompeii, dinosaurs.
So you're saying
Sodom and Gomorrah. Just saying.
You got the old way. You got the transhumanist agenda. We're not going to go back to the old ways. Nothing's going to change because here's the problem. The masses, the majority of people are the sheep. But the free thinkers are very small amount.
Everything that's new is technically old in some sense.
And everything that's old is repeated.
Repeated. Now, I was looking at something the other day. Have you ever looked on YouTube or looked up like the world history map or something like that? They'll tell you the history of the world and how it all started. BCE. Before that, they called those people advanced civilization. And I asked my wife, how can you call them advanced civilization? Are we the advanced civilization? So now that makes me question myself, how advanced were they? And are we still in their ideas? Because they even got mountains with pictures of people on bicycles. How can you be on bicycles in the mountains way back then, 5,000 years ago, if we didn't have bicycles until about maybe 200 years ago, 300 years ago?
Well, technically, all of human ideas and inventions, we've learned it from our past generation.
That's what I'm saying. So they're advanced. So are we really as smart as we think we are?
We can get way better.
Look at the mythology. I believe it was real. Atlantis. From what they say about Atlantis, it would have been way more advanced than any civilization we have right now.
Might even compete with us right now.
Think about that.
But here's the thing.
We call this the future.
I've had this thought before. What if technology is the variable that comes and goes? So you have so long throughout humanity's progress, right? Technology is introduced. Eventually, technology leads to destruction. And then the cycle repeats itself. You have another long period without the technology. Once again, technology is introduced. Once it gets so far, destruction.
So we basically recycle.
It's a cycle.
Unless you find your way out.
It's a cycle. Thank you.
So I'm saying that we're dumb species.
Who was it? Was it Daniel? Up. Who was it in the Bible that escaped hell? I don't know if it's Daniel, Joseph, or somebody of those guys. If you look up the history of the Bible.
You mean that was taken straight to heaven?
Yep.
But Enoch.
Was it Enoch?
Enoch was taken straight to heaven.
Huh. I think the only person to ever...
Daniel was the one that went in the lion's cage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And I got another theory. Just off topic, because I like off topic stuff before
this
we get into
the
next
one. This whole podcast is off topic.
Well, we're about to get on something real serious, but just out of theory, just my thought. Do a fall of angels, right? Yeah. What if technically...
That's where our tech came from?
Technically. No, that too. If we technically in this moment are those fallen angels...
Oh man, he's told me this so many times.
If we're trying to get back to home and do the right thing, we're being tested
to see if we
lost our ways and we went towards that. That's why we all have devilish thoughts, because we followed the devil, Lucifer, to this zone. So we had the thoughts of him.
I don't think we
so you would say this life would be God giving us a chance to correct our faults, to choose him over the way we chose before?
So we technically would be already in hell. Just
saying. We're making hell itself. Oh. We can make heaven. We could be nice and good and do all that, the good part of you, and then you got the bad part, which you can just make everything hellish for your life. You have good, and you have bad.
All right.
I heard. I just want to say this. I heard this quote. This quote was really. It made a lot of sense to me. It said, "If you want to branch out and grow to reach the heavens, how deep will your roots have to go? All of our roots are in darkness, in dark, deep trenches. We grow from that darkness, and we have two options. We choose to evolve and become light, or we choose to further descend into darkness.
Bad and good.
But either way, we still have the roots in darkness. It's always in the back of our minds. We are that part dark, part light.
Which is crazy. What's crazy is that you could never be 100% focused on good every day.
It's impossible.
It's not possible. Not, even if you was on an island by yourself, there's a dark thought that hits you.
So if you see a hermit crab, you just want to fuck it up?
Not as, I don't know all that, but I'm just saying. But the point is, there's no way you can be 100% perfectly good. It's not possible. It's not possible. You can't tell me. You can try.
I'm trying, though.
You can definitely try. I give it. And you deserve to try. You should try as hard as you can, but there's no way you can be 100%.
You're supposed to try, but, here, no but that leads to, once again, if you believe that your works will get you to heaven, if you believe, oh, I'm going to work so hard, and I guarantee I'll make it, you're foolish right there, because that's pride.
There you go.
And you will never make it on your own. Anyone can try.
You
they
can't
say,
make it on your own. That's a fact.
What are you going to come? Some people think, oh, I'll just keep reincarnating until I get it right. You're going to be reincarnating forever. You're never going to stop reincarnating.
And you'll be a fly, and then for 2 days, and you die. That's like a little bonus curse.
What the freak? I would that be a damn fly.
Speaking of that, I don't know if I believe in multiple lives or reincarnation. I don't know 100%. But have y'all ever had thoughts or memories that felt like they're from another life?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
So it's usually old.
That means you have an old soul, or you've been reincarnated multiple times, and the reason why you're still on this earth is because you never learned your lesson the first time.
Right.
So God keeps throwing your ass back here and saying, damn it, you ain't learned.
So we're saying we're a veteran.
So we're doing it again. Man. We've been doing it so many times. That's why we have so much intelligence and wisdom of certain things, and there's certain things that make us, you know, make us want to desire it. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's some people that say, I want to go to Japan. Why? Because I have a feeling that I used to live there. But you never lived there. But if you did live there in your past, then it does.
I mean, I'd have that same feeling. I want to go to Tennessee. That's where I would like to live and retire, because I feel like that area is just best suited.
So you used to be a Confederate, huh?
What are you talking about?
Well, my ancestors, part of them were Confederate, part of them were Union. Yeah, that's what the Civil War was. It was family divided against
family
each
against
other.
Family. That's happy family.
But the thing is, I had no idea about my family. I'm assuming I probably did have some Confederate ancestors.
But have you ever asked any of your grandparents any questions, deep questions?
Not mine.
I didn't ask somebody some questions for us.
He knows why. And I'm not going to ask my pawpaw. Yeah.
But
it's still good to know, though.
Our generation can admit we all know someone that we were around growing up that is racist in some way.
Oh, yeah, everywhere.
And they all try everywhere. To push those thoughts onto us.
You guys accept it or decline it.
Exactly.
Yep. Everywhere. Even in my family, you're like, I don't like white people. Don't like this. We're like, damn. Until you start being around them.
That in your family?
That's right. I had that
in
my family.
Is that why you don't
invite
us to events? Because we're white? We're crackers?
He's playing.
Did you see that show right here? No. Hot damn it. You know what? I can't believe this right now. You know what? I'm going to go to the next subject because that hurt.
Oh, is that
my
hurt?
My feelings.
I'm still more hurt.
Nah, I'm messing with it. I'm not hurt at all. But that's funny. Sergeant who sat in a car during a Parkland shooting to get a job back. I want to talk about this.
I got some shit to say about
Let's
that.
Let's say it. Let's, what you going to say, Willie?
I guess a sergeant that, I guess, during the Parkland shooting sat in his car. I guess he was scared or whatever. I don't know. He was on, I think, leave. I don't know if it was paid or not. Don't know. But he was on leave. He wasn't fired. And I guess he might be getting his job back. Do you think he deserves it? I fucking don't.
Do you feel like he lost his credibility as being a cop?
Yes. Automatically. Out. Out of
Here's
court.
What I think.
Even jail time, maybe.
Damn! That's jail time?
I believe everyone, and I believe God and probably Satan, I don't know, everyone hates a coward. You either fight for what you believe in, you fight for your
Pick
convictions,
a side and you go with it.
But if you're a coward, it even says in the Bible, cowards are going to burn in hell.
Yep.
You have to stand for something. You have to die for something if you have to. You can't
That's true.
Cower. If you what does it say? If you try to save yourself, you're not gonna. You can't.
That's true.
But now this guy, I think jail time.
Okay, but like I was talking about before the podcast, and I'm gonna ask you again. If you had a family, your wife called you and said, hey, baby, you going to be home tonight? Make sure you bring the guy the milk and, you know, get some eggs. And I can't wait to see you tonight, baby. I got you, boo. Whoop, 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 whoop. We got a call right here. This situation. People dying. We need you out there, officers. And you see this motherfucker out there just pop, pop, pop. He's popping motherfuckers. He might even shoot a cop and get one. And you be like, oh, shoot. Do I get out the car and die at this moment? Or do I go back home to my wife and kids?
Nope, die.
I'm using my Call of Duty training.
Dolphin dive. Or
but at that moment, doesn't it cross in your mind that this is over if I get killed?
No.
Oh, it's going to cross my mind.
What?
No, the thoughts are going to...
It's not going to cross your mind. It's your wife and kid.
I'm pulling out the gun, and I'm going straight forward to it. Even if
wow.
I'm, I know
but,
I'm going to die.
But here's the thing. Would I do what he... Would I be a coward? No. The thoughts will enter my head, and I will push some thoughts away, and I will do what's right. Because if I die... At least my family know I died doing something that mattered. If I protect even one life,
that's true. That is true.
That's all that matters.
That is true.
I knew you were gonna say that. I would hopefully that you would say that. But me, that line doesn't even come through my head. It's instinct. Grab a gun. Cause if it was at a school, I think right.
Right.
There's kids getting shot. Instinctively, I have a parental thing. I'm a family, you know, guy. No puns intended.
I'm just talking about the way
I can't see evil. Once I see evil coming, I go.
But we know.
Fair enough.
You, the flesh wants to survive. That's where the thoughts come from. The flesh is like, protect me, protect me. But you gotta go beyond the flesh. This doesn't matter.
My soul says to do it. The flesh.
That's what I'm saying.
That's deep right there. Y'all heard of deep stuff, right?
No, here's the thing though. My flesh, on the other hand, does not care. Doesn't care.
So you have control of your mind.
Yes.
Well,
this man is powerful. That's right.
That's not easy to do.
It's very hard.
Sensei,
I still mess up. Rare, but I still mess up as a human being. I'm not perfect.
It's just that thought to me. I understand what you said. I'm agreeing with you. Take that bastard out. But at the same time, I still feel there's a conscience in me that said, damn, I told my wife I was going to make it home tonight.
I got a question. Have you ever played Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
Have you played Modern Warfare 2? You know the mission where you have to go to the airport? Let's hear the truth. Did you or did you not shoot the people in the airport, the innocent people? Did you?
In the game, you shot them.
No, I'm saying you get the choice to shoot them or not.
I didn't know there was a choice. I just shot them.
There's always a choice. You just said it. I, the first time, did not shoot them.
How did it go?
Nothing happens. You can shoot or not shoot. It's an option.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, nothing. You just can't shoot the people that are the bad guys.
But
you can shoot the cops. Now, the cops, I did shoot. Okay, because there's no way you're going to beat the game unless you run, but you're probably going to get shot.
That's a discussion right there. How many people think they don't have another option?
Some people think there's
just like we just said, we didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
How many people in the real world thinking like that right
now?
Here's
the thing.
There's no other option.
Damn right.
Like the people that took, for example, when this Mark of the Beast rolls around, how many people are going to be like, there's no other option. What else can I do?
You know what?
I got a family. I got kids. I got to feed my family. I got to feed my kids.
That made a YouTube video that went viral. I don't know the actual cop's name. And I don't
even know about what was going on in the
police. He was saying about how the cops have an oath and that goes beyond anything. That even if you have a family, you got to do it because you took an oath. That means everything. Well, I don't know the whole video. We're chopping it up mostly. But very great video. I think a few weeks later or a month later, he gets fired because he refuses. They said, if you don't take it down, you're fired. What did he do? He didn't take it down.
Well, he's standing for what he believes in, but that's the thing about being in certain companies and stuff. They have social media policies.
You know what? I was at.
Oath beats.
I was talking about when I was younger. If you join the military and they was out there and they're not attacking innocent people, but you signed the oath to be with them no matter what, and then they tell you to attack an innocent village like they did back in Vietnam, and you attack an innocent village, you kill them, but you're doing it for your country.
No, I'm not doing it.
But if you don't, that's treason. That's basically, you know what I'm saying? That's all. Mutiny.
No, you take an oath. Here's the thing. There's always an oath. The oath literally is what you should be
it's
going
all about by. Honor.
But it's mutiny too, because if you're a military sergeant or leader that tells you, hey, I need you to go out there and shoot that whole motherfucking tandem. I don't care who's in
your
it.
Your job.
And you disobey command. They are allowed to kill you.
A military person's job, it's sacrificing your life basically in a sense to where your job is to protect the people that cannot and all that.
Well, so it's to defend the Constitution.
And that. But
it's mutiny
that's
too.
Why I disagree with when we go to other countries. Like, if shit goes down in another country, civil war, whatever, let it happen. Let it burn down, let it whatever, as long
that's
as it doesn't destroy
do.
The
but,
planet.
But here's the thing. Each individual is responsible for their soul and what will happen to it.
And that's why
so
I say I would refuse.
You could kill, I'm just following orders. God ain't going to take that as an answer. Yeah, you can't be like, no, I was just following. They told me to, so I didn't.
Actually, no, that was
that's not
one,
acceptable.
That was that's the number true. One thing said during World War II when we won. They asked the Nazis and all the war criminals, like, they asked why did they do it.
Most
we're
of
just
Nazis.
Following orders.
And that's,
not a reason. You have a choice. If I was in the military and I was to go somewhere and they said, kill innocent civilians, I'd probably turn on my own soldiers.
It all boils down, once again, to being a coward. You either die for something that's right, or you live for something that's wrong.
I wish I did. That's a deep thought. Because at that moment is...
As a person...
I don't know. At that exact moment, out of surprise, it's like,
overcome
what do I
the
do?
Flesh.
You know what I'm saying?
Overcome the flesh.
Overcome, that's a... Yeah, man. But at that moment, it's
the
much
flesh
more...
is powerful.
It's much
what
more severe.
In that situation, though?
It's harder when you're right there at that moment.
First off, if I'm in the military, I'm not going unless a country. I wouldn't join the military for this reason. If I'm not going to someone else's country and killing their people. Now, if people come here,
it's going down. You fight for your country, straight
which
up.
That's what the military should be. We should not be worrying about
exactly.
any other
exactly. People said that for years.
Look,
still
that's
doing
the problem with the globalist agenda.
It's takeover. As simple as that.
That people say nationalism's bad. I'm pretty sure globalism's bad.
Both
look
bad.
At the Tower of Babel. That was the first example of
exactly.
a globalist agenda.
Yep. And look what happened.
Crushed.
Some
of them killed each other.
A
lot of them killed each other. That's crazy.
So is that where all the other languages come from?
Yeah.
Basically, right there at that moment.
That's why when you can't understand someone, they're babbling. Babylon.
Do you think it's ever going to get to a day where we all speak one language?
No.
English would be the language.
Or it would be Spanish.
Actually,
that's
possible. Or would it be Russian?
No.
I think it'd be English.
I think you guys are both wrong. I think if, I'm just going with if, the future got good, we started actually as a species not fucking around, I would say maybe we all basically learn everyone else's language in a somewhat sense, like a basic high school education. You know, because high school is getting more
work,
complex. The math.
They say, though, what? I'm sorry, but they say it takes a genius to learn more than three languages.
But it takes one man to change.
Well, I mean, what if the Pope had learned new 12 languages?
Antichrist.
It could be the Antichrist. It could be not
the Antichrist wouldn't know every language.
Whether you believe, whatever you believe, I think
he has to be able to speak to everybody.
In general,
but wouldn't it be English though? Because America is well,
but
maybe
not the first language. Spanish is the most biggest language right now.
But when you go to every country, what is every country trying to learn? English. And doesn't it seem like every nationality learns English
but
so
in America,
easy?
That's true. But in America, people want you to prefer you to have like Spanish
to know
yep.
both
or French. Yep. Spanish or French.
It could go either way.
But Spanish is the first language in America. That's the most top.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
most
about.
Spoken
See?
Language.
That's the language I want
to
know.
That's why when somebody comes and say you need to speak English, they be like, you need to speak Spanish because technically we're the most spoken language in this country. And they be like, damn, never mind, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I think, personally, if I was to want to take a vacation or live in another country, I'm going to learn the language because it would help me
I respect everybody's culture. No matter what land I go to, I respect your culture because I ain't crossing that line.
I'm not one of those people that goes into a store and they say someone's speaking in their native language and then someone's next to me is like, you don't know if they're saying something bad or not. Yeah, they could be, or they just
that's
could
not
be
my
talking.
Problem.
Not
the
my problem.
Only way I would
care.
See as a problem if somebody's direct, if two people are directly looking at you and they're speaking their language, you'd be like, yo.
Yeah,
around, you're like, are they still piercing? Not like they looking around, like they looking at you like, yo.
Yeah,
bro.
That would make you mad.
Now that's different. But if you just have your conversation, we have a conversation back, and you just could have been saying, hey, you need to speak English. Like, what the?
Yeah.
Bro, what
like,
the frick?
You
not see me being that person?
Ain't freedom to say, you know, I want happy stuff to speak. Because if I was, say, from a different culture and had different language, I'd probably prefer my native over the one I went to. But if I go to talk or communicate with someone, like for a store or whatever, I'd use the language. So they, because most likely they don't.
I got it.
Mine.
I know what the next language is going to be. We all going to have to speak alien, UFO. Because they take over,
beep,
we all got to learn.
No, it's going to be set apart. We're all one race and we all speak all the same language. It's
well,
like
you know what,
some weird shit.
When Christ comes back, you know what language is going to be spoken by his people? Well, at least the Jews. I don't know about
everyone.
Angelic
ancient Hebrew.
Hebrew. Yep,
which is awesome.
Hebrew.
That's one language I do want to learn.
That's
that might become the universal language at that time.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Be going back to
that's
our,
a battle.
That's an interesting language. Very interesting.
So
what's
so far
next?
We have already
Fuego.
Realized that we agree that Trump is out there doing his thing to do this vaccine thing.
But
we not
it
cool
could
with
be an NWO thing. Let's just say I think both sides.
But Trump can't be. This is my point. I don't feel that Trump could be an NWO only because the.
They
you
all
can't
hate him.
Buy him.
No, I don't think
you
he
can't
is,
buy him.
But there is, you can't
you can rob
deny
him.
That there
can't
is a small chance. There's multiple possibilities. It could be true.
Here's where I look at it. If Trump is in on this whole thing, then not only him, but everyone that seems to be his enemy, they're all the greatest fucking
actors. How do you feel about ever. Trump and the Obamagate?
It's like, what's that movie? What's that movie?
You heard of the Obamagate with Trump?
You heard about that?
No. Well, yes, but no. What's that movie with Eddie Murphy? Not Eddie Murphy. When he's in a dome his whole life, his whole life.
Truman?
Yeah, Truman Show.
With Jim Carrey. Yo,
imagine that. That movie was amazing. What happens, like what you said, the politicians on both sides, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they go into the house, like,
they're
what's
the
up?
They're the same trades. See Trump, exactly. Babbitt, Pelosi. They're all together.
Or they go like Secret Santa.
But
like,
the only reason why I'll agree with Buttercup about the Trump thing is they want him dead. They want him out of office. They working hard to get rid of him. You don't work this hard to get rid of somebody that's on your team.
Do you want one?
You got the Rothschilds going against him. You got all the big names, right? Oh. George Soros, yada yada. Then you got witches coming out trying to put spells and hexes and curses on the man. And you got Satanists hating him. You got
all cultures from every angle hitting him. It don't make sense.
That's another reason I don't think he's the Antichrist, because the Antichrist would be loved by all, and he's hated by most of the world.
Exactly. What, the ashtray?
No, I got my bottle in.
Okay. Where'd the ashtray go?
I put it away.
Oh. Clean and then on top of that, we also agreed that the sergeant that was in that car was a coward.
He deserves a cap in his ass.
Coward. Keyword, one more time. Coward.
No, I'm going to go with Upchurch. He needs to be tied to the stumps and let the animal do it. Finish him off.
Thank you. That was really white widow.
Backwoods justice. Yes. What's
that backwood justice? It's justice at the end of the day.
All right, now we're going to talk about the shortage of food.
This is time. I'm going to cover this one for a little bit.
This is huge. All right,
so while this COVID-19 thing was going on.
Are you talking about that video?
While this COVID-19 started going on, there was a huge locust invasion in Africa, and then it started going into the Middle East.
Huh.
Now, the problem with this is because of the supply chain lockdown and all that, they couldn't get the pesticides and stuff they needed, so the locust swarm survived, which usually they kill most of them. Now, just a few days ago, it reemerged, and they said it's 20 times bigger and stronger than the last one. And they said it is wiping... Each locust can eat its own body weight. So imagine billions.
Stoners.
Flying, imagine billions of
terrifying ray poor stoners.
All at once, wiping out all the food. Now here's the thing. Africa said they hope that they're gone by June, because June's when they have their major harvest. They're not. It's already middle of May. There's no way they'll be gone by June. And even if they are, they're going to destroy most of those crops.
All the way's going to stop. Everybody needs to pray.
No.
But
they won't.
Get it out.
Another thing I want to say. The locust dodged Israel. Which I find interesting. But anyways.
That is interesting, isn't it? Just saying.
So, now on top of that, now this is just agricultural. Now you come over to U.S. and other nations, and you have them purposely destroying crops, purposely slaughtering animals that they're not going to use the meat for. Chickens, beef, pork. Like, I heard they killed 1 million pigs in one of these pig farms and stuff for no reason.
Why?
They said they just
are they recycling the meat?
They said because there wasn't enough demand for the meat at the time, so there was too many animals.
People are fucking buying.
Have you ever in your life heard that there's no demand for meat?
No.
What do we got? Vegans everywhere?
You just hit the nail on the.
Sorry, saying
the because think of this. Enemy? What is part of the new agenda? They want everyone to be vegan.
Why?
Because you'll be weaker. Meat so you'll bad. Be
weaker.
Exactly.
You'll be weaker.
So you're calling out all vegans saying that they're weak.
Yes, they are. They have to take supplements to survive and shit. They're not just eating plants and living normal life.
Hopefully there's no UFC vegan out there.
I want a meat eater.
I know, vegan. But you're like, you find me a UFC vegan eater, only eat vegan with no supplements, no pills, no other help, just vegetables. And you see me, he'll be the best fighter in the world.
We're omnivores,
I promise you.
So I think you should eat both.
You gotta
eat
both.
Yeah, balance is
key. You gotta
key.
Eat both.
And everything.
You don't want to eat meat every day, that's fine.
And everything in life, balance is the key.
If I ate meat once a week, I would still be okay. But you telling me not eat meat at all, bro? At all? Like, never ever? Ever ever? Now, this is my thing. My neighbor next door over here, he's telling me that his story at Publix, they're telling him that it's going to get to the point right now to get prepared that we can only have 2 packs of chicken per customer. Or 2 packs. It's going to get to that point. And he told me that's what they told him.
Man, it's because of that shit.
Now, think about this. This company's shutting down because there's nobody working and all the blah, blah, blah. If you shut down the meat, now, think about how 2020 is going right now. Like you said earlier, virus is hitting us. We're separating people so they can be less social. People not working their jobs. Unemployment is also, you have to depend on government. Then on top of that, the violence increasing like you talked about earlier.
Oh yeah, you know.
And then on top of that, you take away the meat. People fighting for toilet paper. You know what people gonna do for chicken? Now this is what I told my neighbor that scares, that should scare everybody. You ever see the videos in China where they take all the meat and they inject it and they make the meat bigger?
Yeah, terrifying. Right?
Disgusting. So we basically know that that food is basically fake. Now I like Chinese food. I'm not saying all the Chinese people got some fake food, but majority of you do. I'm just saying, I don't want to eat that crap. That's one. Two, shortage of meat. Now if you have a shortage of meat, that means we have no meat going to places in stores, so we have no meat.
Plant-based burgers.
And number three, if I go to a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Chick-fil-A and all of a sudden they got plenty of meat, I'm going to know this is a possibility that meat ain't real, because if there's a shortage of meat, where did you get that
McDonald's
meat from?
McDonald's isn't real regardless.
Well, we know that, but I'm just trying to... Well, I don't want to say that.
Because
McDonald's going to come to me with a real hamburger and say, this is a real 100% beef. Test it.
Okay, so now on to that. Then subtract the crops. Because the locusts, so we won't be able to import crops. And now Americans' crops are being destroyed on purpose, too. They're going to manufacture food crisis. And if I had any prediction, you know when I say would really hurt and hit when it would really start? Is when it starts getting cold. In wintertime.
So the winter,
because that would cause even more casualties.
Game of Thrones.
Now, I don't know this, but imagine, this is just theory that something they would do. What if right then, during that, you got the food shortage, you got the COVID-19 fears. What if during winter, why don't you add in a blackout too?
Oh, you know how many people are
dying? You know how many people are dying or just snapping and going crazy?
You know what's even worse than that? Fucking murder hornets.
Oh, shoot. Now you just... See, we're talking about food, hot damn it. We talk about crisis, and then all of a sudden you want to sting us with a bastard. Hot damn it.
Look, you seen, I showed you.
You showed me that big ass, ugly mother. Look, let me tell you something. I'm not against the hornets. It's not their fault. It's their nature. Wait, they want to go out there and sting a motherfucker and kill a person. That's not wrong with that. That's their duty. The problem is, how did their asses get over here?
Yeah, how did they?
And the scary thing is, I made this connection. Okay, so... Who pollinates most of the crops? Is it a honeybees, stuff like that?
Bees in general.
Bees. The number one thing these murder wasps like to kill is bees.
Food.
Wouldn't that also affect, in the long term, affect our crops too?
So now you're telling me that Nostradamus is right? Because he predicted if the bees die, in the Bible, if the bees die, there's another prophet that said it, if bees die, that's going to affect
the whole earth. They technically keep the plants growing in a sense, and if without
so
those,
why would we allow
out.
Hoarders to be released to attack bees in such a beautiful country as America, who has plenty of bees? Just saying.
Now another thing too, some of these people that, I'm not going to accuse anyone of being guilty of this, it's just a theory. Could some of these people that have hoarded a shit ton of stuff had inside knowledge what's coming? We know there was there was inside knowledge of this whole pandemic, because some people in the government and some people in business were caught selling stocks right before the stock market was crashing because of COVID.
How did they know?
Plandemic.
You know what gets me mad? You know what gets
really?
You know,
plandemic.
No. That was nice. But you know what gets me mad, Buttercup? This is what gets me mad the most. America, hear me, huh? Because I want this thing to go global. You know how many of you people actually know what we're talking about is true? Or you heard somebody say it, and all you do is say, oh, that's not true, that's crazy, but you know it's true. And you'll still be on the enemy side and help them out. You'll support them. We know Bill Gates don't like people. Just saying. He wasn't depopulating. He's been talking that since the early 90s. He wasn't having a depopulation. We know that, but we still go out and support him. Why do I support a person whose plan is to make sure we don't continue to have babies or people die or depopulate? Why do we support them?
And what did God say? Populate the earth, fill the earth, reproduce. And now you got this guy saying, no, we gotta lower the numbers.
But we support them. We support our enemies more than we support the good that wants to do good for the world. If you came up with a company right now, bought a company and said, I'm going to feed 1 million homeless people every day. If this is a plan that's going to make sure it helps people and it's not going to affect any of your taxes or your money and everything, you'll still have a whole bunch of people saying, shut him down. Mm-hmm. Shut him. Why do you want to feed the homeless? Wait a minute. So you don't want people to live? But then that same enemy would come and say, hey, I'm going to help the people by giving them this. It's going to kill them faster. You'd be like, yeah, he's evil. But you know what? I'm willing to give him $20 to $30 to support that idea. What the frick? Nobody said, what are you asking, Willie? I'm talking too much.
I'm trying to find out how the fuck the murder horns got here.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well,
And I can't find anything.
F murder hornets.
Fuck the murder
gypsy
hornets.
Moths.
Oh,
I'm more scared of the murder hornets.
The gypsy moths, are if one landed on me, I'm having a heart attack and dying instantly. That's
hey,
how scary looking.
You.
I don't care. It's just terrifying looking. It's like if a giant flying cockroach lands on my head.
Oh,
I'm
a giant
like
cockroach.
That's a fucking face hugger to you?
Yes. It's so
terrifying. I'm not going to lie to you.
On your face.
I'm not going to lie to you. A giant cockroach is one of the scariest things. And freaking water bugs, that giant ones that fly. Like,
the water bugs are more terrifying.
Water bugs are freaking.
Piss at
water bugs are freaking terrifying, bro. They freaking disgusting.
And they're so freaking fast. They go,
and they fly by you on purpose. And they know you're going to move.
Can you tell everyone the story about the cicada? Was it the cicada? Big ass cicada that fell on your
neck. Oh, yeah. The cicadas. I don't know how you pronounce it. Cicada. Tomato, tomato. Anyways, so one time, this is how I found out about these creatures in Florida. I was riding my bike, going, just hauling ass one time, and I felt a thump on my chest. And I was like, damn, what the fuck is that? Right when I look down, I see the cicada, and it just does the death scream. Like, you can't imagine it. And it literally shook my soul from my body, it felt like. I had Grand Theft Auto dove off my bicycle into the ground and rolled around.
Did you kill it?
I didn't see it after that, but I will tell you, that was the most terrifying thing that ever happened to me in my life. They're so loud. You hear them in the trees, right? Imagine it being on top.
I don't really see it. Is it like...
Ooh. No, they're annoying, dude.
What do they look like? What do they look like?
They look
ugly,
like...
ugly, terrifying.
Like a
brown,
big red
black
eyes. They have red eyes, don't they?
They look like a fat grasshopper type cricket thing.
Really?
Like a grasshopper cricket made together with some sort of hybrid bullcrap.
Damn.
Terrifying.
So they was...
And they only come out, what, once every 20 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Or something like that? That's the weird part. They hibernate for, like, 19, 20 years.
So it's not cloned or, like, genetically mutated their plant?
No, they've been here for a long time. This is what they look like.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Now, it don't look that scary, but when it screams
they're
in
loud.
Your ear...
They are loud for
yeah,
a while.
I hear them, but it's like, how do they get that? Is it their wings making the noise?
I don't know. I think they're just demon rapors and they
there's
just...
one that has red eyes. Look at that one.
Nah,
that'd
man,
be
bro.
Terrifying.
That's the one I saw. Was that color?
Okay, was I can understand.
It was like buttercup.
Nah, I said the most scariest event with a bug, but it wasn't scary. It was just painful. It didn't scare me, really. It's just I knew... It's like, at that moment, I knew I fucked up. And that shit happened. It happened in my
that's
life.
Like the best freaking phrase ever. Let's do it again one more time.
It was at this moment he realized... He fucked up.
No, I was chasing a lizard because I catch lizards, snakes, and a bunch of animals in the yard.
Reptiles.
So it goes up to in a hose where you would put a hose on a fountain or whatever. And it goes up there, but I go to look to see if it's up there, see if I can still get it. And right when I look, all I see is a yellow jacket, wings out. About 3 seconds, tags me right in the eye.
Ooh.
Go to find out, I'm allergic. So my head's all deformed, my body's deformed. I refused to get the little EpiPen. Well, actually, they didn't offer it to me, actually. Yeah, they didn't offer it to me. They gave me pills, like steroids and two other things mixed together.
Steroids to fight this? What the heck is steroids going to do? Like, give me the muscle strength?
I can tell you that was the worst pain known to existence that I've ever experienced. A stinger directly in the pupil.
That's got to be bad.
And I can tell you, I was a kid. I think I was like 12 or 9. I cried. Like, I was in the most.
There's no way you're not gonna cry. First, you stab
my eye. I'm crying as an adult.
Because all I see was, like, nothing. Because my face swole up, my eye was punctured. Give it about, I think, a week, maybe 2 weeks. It slowly went away.
Holy
my sight came back pretty rapidly, actually.
I got shot in the eye with the airsoft gun, and that dropped me to my knees when it hit my eye.
Oh,
I can imagine a sting. That's gotta be worse.
Because all my head, my brain was just like, it instantly just.
Jailed up. It's like, nigga, what
and
the?
And knowing that they test me, I'm allergic to yellow jackets.
What's the chance of that though? And the yellow jacket must have knew you was allergic to it.
He's
oh,
like,
look at this!
No, this is right. What happened. Literally, I looked up. Just imagine you're looking through a microscope, and you see nothing but a face of hatred. That's like, I'm gonna fuck your day up. And it just spread its wings and.
No, what happened? The yellow jacket was next to all his homies over there. He was like, yo. Wash me up this motherfucker right
oh,
there.
Oh, so they were eating them all like, get him.
What is the point of wasps? That's another creature. What's their point?
They eat spiders.
They big,
and,
built
other
homes, and they enjoy the quarters.
Yeah, they eat predatorial bugs, I think.
We need them. We need everything. If you take it,
we don't need mosquitoes. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they feed
you
probably a lot
mosquitoes.
Of frogs,
yes,
salamanders.
Yes. You need this.
Where I work
look,
everything's connected.
At the end of the day, there's nothing on this earth that God didn't make. Purposely for something else. Even the rain. When I found out about the rain, there's actually little microorganisms, little bugs that's underneath the ground that causes some situation that actually helps the rain and it creates that smell that you smell. So if it was a deer, you would. It's like, what? Where the frick did that
literally
come from?
Everything has a
system that has to be here.
I think there's a
even roaches take care of they take care of the dirt and the water in your house.
They also eat a lot of dead rotting stuff.
Yes.
Stuff like
so that. Eat our waste.
But mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you a little scary story. I mean, I didn't get hurt. I was in the bathroom. I think it was a KFC at one time. I'm going to take a piss, like anybody else, in a urinal. And as I'm in the middle of this process, I look down and I see these little antennas crawling from outside of it, and then bro, it was so hard.
Did you
pissed
finish?
All over that motherfucker, and it died. And I thought of how powerful your urine is. I pissed all over that man. It freaked my heart. I feel what he said. My heart was like.
I would have done that. I would have kept pissing and then flushed the bitch.
Yeah, so I'm saying I pissed at the roach.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't directly aim my dick at the roach. Like if I
no, I aimed at that motherfucker. He got
to
die.
That's a fitting death for a roach to be pissed on and flushed.
So you're is it R. Kelly? Are you R. Kelly-ing the roach?
Oh, wow.
I'm piss on you.
That was the lowest blow of all history.
It was a girl, young girl roach. Okay, and you.
We're not gonna get to gender. It's all the roaches equality.
Well, I don't know what the hell you think.
You know
that.
What? Just for that. I just want to know, what are you talking about when thousands are headed to Alaska for fishing towns?
Well, I haven't really looked that too much into it, but
people are living in Alaska.
We all know that most people, when they think of apocalyptic scenario, what's the one thing to do?
Escape,
or there are other options, like go towards the strongest group, with, you know, aka military or government. Those are the two ways. Some people that go. Now, they're going to Alaska near like the fishing areas of Alaska, or small towns.
Right.
And the coronavirus is going up due to the fact that they're coming from out of different states that are like.
But doesn't the coronavirus survive the cold better than the heat?
Yes, most viruses I think do.
So it's like, why would I go to a place that's cold?
Well, no, it's because it's not populated. That's the thing.
That populated out with the Africa, the high ass sun, it burnt.
I don't believe in that temperature bullshit. Because why does Florida have so many cases when it's hot as fuck here right now?
Because we're the second or third most populated state. In America, it's just the population.
Because the population
we're all closer if you think about
is
it, yeah, Florida is the countryside,
up.
Technically is the south.
5G.
No.
5G does cause diseases. It kills.
Are you going to be one of those conspiracy theorists that believe
it? I'm not conspiracy theorists. 5G causes it, and it's fact. It was proven multiple times, and they knew this. We even said we don't want it, and they still do it when we say we don't want it. Let me tell you how. If the 5G wasn't as crazy as they say it is, then they would listen to the people. But for you to enforce 5G's, even when you ask the people who you're supposed to listen to, government says no, we don't want it.
It's not the government though, is it? I thought it was
self. Well, any new technology like that has to go
approval.
Through the government and get approved.
No, okay, so yeah, there could be some little fuckery going on.
Think about that. If a million people came to you right now and you was the governor of running Florida and governor of running Florida, and I came to you and said, hey,
that's
we don't want 5G's, and then all of a sudden you go, okay. And then you wait till the little COVID virus comes out there and say, yo, jump on 500 5Gs real quick.
Personally, this is what I would do.
Can anyone explain that? Why during the COVID-19 lockdown were so many 5G towers being put up? Why would that be considered essential when all this other bullshit's going on? Why was that essential?
Why, Willie?
Well, they could say one thing. Since people are inside, they need to have good data so they can keep contact. You know, the whole Wi-Fi thing, internet, phones. TV,
so Big Brother's watching
sports,
us.
Entertainment to keep you distracted for any bullshit that they're gonna do, which I believe they're gonna do.
They
that's,
always do a distraction.
That's why when I see like,
is it 4G good enough? Here's what I've heard about. I could be wrong about this. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. I don't know, but I heard 4G signals spread wider, like they cover more distance. Where 5G is more focused. Like, so
focus
they
kill.
Need more 5G towers because it's more of small focused areas.
Okay, how about this, people? Look up a tree on a 5G tower and see one half of the tree is dead, one half of the tree is alive.
Mm-hmm.
You think that happens by
shit.
Nature?
Even cell phone towers.
Cell phone towers. Mm-hmm. Is that nature or is that 5G's, people? How about kids that has actually suffered and proven that they suffered because the 5G towers are around them? Is that nature?
I could say the only thing I believe about that, and I don't really touch the subject too much because I don't care. But I do think it could affect nature in general.
Exactly.
I do believe that humans. I think it could. It's not as bad as nature because some
are
like
we
animals
part of
that
nature?
Literally. Well, no. So animals that literally, that's how their life, like sonar or whatever the fuck they called. that can distribute, or it could disturb it.
Well, the Shatestis, what does it do to, like, water molecules? Does it change their structure, their shape? Does it change how they move? Anything like that? Because humans are mostly water. Well, this is my opinion. I could be a complete fool and idiot in the end, but I think coronavirus is what is exactly that. Coronavirus we've been had, and I think 5G is intensifying the side effects from it.
Oh yeah.
So then they can call it COVID.
Okay. Well, the tree thing you're talking about is yet to be explained. No one has it. They're saying that they're looking into it. Yeah, but something else interesting, way more interesting, to prove my point. I say animals need to be. That's where the research need to be done. It says hundreds of bees drop dead around 5G towers in California. If that's true,
why would they put it when they want to kill bees? Right, they're trying to kill bees.
Maybe the bees didn't. Well, that could be a fucking.
What about birds dying out the air? Nobody else plays that. Random birds just dying all over the place. Yeah, that's fish going over to the motherfucking top of the sea and dying.
Some people might say that's global warming. Then man, that would be
their. It's not the global warming.
That bullshit.
This is personally you personally targeted things and testing animals as the test tube to kill them, so you can see what you could do when you do it to humans. That's what I feel.
Obviously, we do use animals to experiment, but I think they would use it on.
Isn't that wrong? Is that animal abuse? Where's PETA at, huh? I don't see them out there going after them.
I think
you know y'all brought up the ozone hole, right? That hole that. Well, or did we not bring it? Anyways, you know that hole in the ozone opened during COVID-19 lockdown. It opened. Then it closed itself pretty quick. What could cause that? If we were on lockdown then, why would it have opened up? I think there's something else too that I'm not going to get into my
something
theory. That's for
in,
another day.
Something came out.
Maybe
that's
something
not...
came in or something left.
Well, I'm hearing that Antarctica has a lot. You know what? I'm telling you right now, I don't care what nobody says. If I know I'm about to die, and let's say I just, somebody told me today, Jamal, you're about to die in 4 months. I'm going to Antarctica.
Yeah, I do it.
That's where,
I swear
and that's
I
where
journey to die.
That's where the hole was, over Antarctica.
I'm going to Antarctica. That's my goal before I die.
But you better bring some deep fucking clothes
I'm not,
now.
Yeah, yeah, I need a whole lot of
layers.
Layers. Why I'm going in so like a sweat box just.
And, well, I don't know if a gun would freeze up in that condition. That'd be like an AK. You got polar bears.
That'd be a plastic gun
and
made with rubber tube in
it. For food, obviously.
God damn it. And, what? What the hell are you talking about? Mexican cartels there. What?
Oh,
hear this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked it up. The Mexican cartel are distributing stuff for COVID-19, like either medicines, foods, whatever. And the website did say, or the caption, it may have been by CNN. I'm not sure. But
yeah,
it was on news in general.
But this is my problem. Would you trust a cartel group over your government?
If I lived in Mexico, both of them I have no trust for.
How would you then?
I have no
trust. There's no way I can trust an enemy over enemy.
I will trust my.
You can't trust police in those countries because they're on the same side as the cartels.
You know what I think a lot of what's going on right now?
Are we at war with them right now?
I think a lot of what's going on right now is evil fighting evil to take power.
Yep.
So you can't pick a side because they're both evil.
They're both evil. It's like, who's the better evil? That's the one I want to join.
Mm. Is there such thing as a lesser evil?
Well, actually, who would you pick, cartel or the Mexican government, if you lived in Mexico?
I don't know enough about the Mexican government.
But you have to make a choice. Come on.
This is a problem.
I'm not going with the cartel.
At least with the cartels, you already know what their plan is. Rape, kill, murder, steal, and get all their profit out of it. And own. You know that. With the government... they could do things and they'd be like, we're on the good guy's side. And out of nowhere, they just switch routes.
They're not loyal. Government's not.
There's no loyalty. There's not,
neither is the cartel.
It's not 100%. But the cartel can tell you we're 100% corrupted.
They do have a strict guideline, though, if you get caught.
Then, I'm corrupted. You know I'm 100% corrupted. I'm surprised. I can't believe he slapped somebody today. You're not surprised. The government, they'd be like, yeah, we homies. And next thing you know, they kill somebody. You're like, yo, why you kill that good guy? Hey, there's some things we do in this business.
Here's a better answer.
Like, what?
Here's a better answer. Trust no man.
Trust no man. Oh, trust no one.
Trust nobody.
Trust nobody.
If I had a gun right now, two guns, I'd pull them out on you. Oh, you shot Jamar first.
Oh, damn. That was racist. I take that bullet back.
I already shot you.
Would you kill Hitler or Antichrist?
Oh.
Or?
Choice.
You said
or Antichrist. They were both there.
Well, Antichrist. Because Hitler's long gone. Oh, you've been talking about...
No, I'm saying, if they was there at the same time...
You could only kill one.
You only kill one.
Oh, damn.
That's hard, right?
Because
now you know what's going to kill him.
I would kill Hitler. Because Antichrist has to come.
And don't he have to die?
Huh?
Don't he have to die?
The Antichrist?
He has to
die. He dies, comes back, he is stronger.
That's
what I'm saying. He dies before
it
that.
Says he recovers, the beast recovers from a fatal wound.
So it means he's going to recover no matter what you do to him. So I'm going to go with Hitler because I know once I kill him, he's dead.
He's dead for sure. See, that's a hard... See, that's weird. It's just random. Like,
and that would save how many lives? 6 million or more?
6 million or more.
Or was that just Jews?
Jews, but you got more.
That's
people.
Not counting the handicap and the gay people you gay slaughtered. People.
Damn, I don't even know about that sort of stories.
He killed homosexuals, handicaps,
deformities, and all
people with deform anything like that.
Mostly, you gotta be a blind.
He wanted to create what he called a pure race, which is supposed to be Aryan bloodline.
Now let me tell you something right now. I'm glad you're all brown eyes because it's
I'm not brown eyes.
You're partially. Look,
what am I? You're partially.
You're partially brown eyes.
I was told I have green eyes or a mixture. I think it's
hazel?
A mixture.
You got hazel eyes?
I don't think it. It's a mixture of green, blue, brown, hazel. And black.
It's hazel. You have hazel eyes. What I'm trying to say right now is.
I think. I don't know. I don't look myself in the mirror.
What the hell is he talking about just now?
Blue eyes, brown eyes?
Yes. Actually, it was a YouTube video that showed it. It's a proof of fact that you know, in some sense, no matter how we look at it, all blue eyed people are related.
In some way.
In some way.
What I've
only.
You know what
like
I was saying?
Like any other eye color people.
So wait, are green colored eye?
So what I'm saying is, if I was a blue eyed girl and I was with a blue eyed guy, somehow we are family.
But here's the weird thing to me.
We're all family, think about
brown
it.
Brown eyes. Yeah. Brown eyes are genetically dominant. Dark hair is genetically dominant.
But blue eyes lead the world.
How is that possible?
Green eyes are the rarest.
Because they took them at a young age, and they told it was actually a Greek guy, a philosopher, I can't think of his name, and he told a blue-eyed, and he could tell a blue-eyed child, you are superior, you are master, you are smart. Let's say I gave you a slave owner, and I told the slave, call him master, and I told a 5-year-old child with blue-eyed that you are now master. In his mind, no matter what, whether he sees good or evil, he automatically brings himself as a superior above you. So now, he go anywhere in the world, and he already automatically feels that I'm in power. I'm blue eye. I'm one of the blue eyes.
And that's what Hitler wanted too—the blonde hair, blue eye.
Okay, think about that. I got the list. If y'all want to know,
okay.
Number one, and I was wrong. It's red eyes, black eyes, violet eyes, amber eyes, and green eyes are the top five rarest.
You ever seen someone with black eyes? They look like damn demons.
I seen someone with some red eyes. I don't know if they were contact, but they looked red natural. Eyes? It was pure one of my teachers.
Yo, that's weird. Black eyes are scary, man. She was like pure black eyes? Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know black. I mean, I
they look like I've only seen one person.
What is amber? Like orange? Orange color?
Well, amber.
Like a reddish orange?
It's like gold. No, it's gold, red, and like orange mixed together, something like that.
But it's not considered hazel?
No, in hazel sense, is green.
Like greenish, grayish, blue.
And gray. It's like, it's a weird light color, I think.
God damn it.
But yeah, that has to be natural. You would think over this many thousand years, brown eyes would eventually took over, dominated, and the blue eyes would be
the
gone.
The fear of the blue eyes.
No, what is the
That's
most...
a book, man. Fear of the blue eyes. That would be so gangster, y'all. And I'll tell you right now.
You know what? I was looking into that. One time I was looking into the difference between blue eyes and darker eyes. And not only white skin, but blue eyes... It said they came from they developed from conditions of darkness, hardly any sunlight, and then brown eyes opposite. There's
so they
more
came
sunlight.
Out the caves and started killing people and taking over.
You're right. You know that. It says approximately 79% of the world's population has brown eyes.
That's what I'm saying. Blue eyes is just one family.
After brown, 8 to 10% of the world has blue eyes. 5% is amber, 4% hazel. They're both tied, and 2% of the world's eyes are green.
What about the black?
Those would be the 1% or 1.2%. It's like a very.
I'm just saying, just demons. Imagine.
That's right. Well, if you look at someone with black eyes, it freaks you out.
Yeah, red and violet.
Red and black would freak me out. I mean, that's your real eyes. I don't trust your bastard ass. Now, since we're about to get closer to closure, we're about to get down to the big day. We got to talk about the biggest topic right here. What happened to the Hong Kong protests, man?
Oh, yeah.
I've been telling you for the longest, hot damn it. They dropped that COVID so they can stop the protesters because there were protesters all over the world. Everybody was protesting at the same time for tyranny, government corruption. All of a sudden, you drop a disease and let it ring.
And you never heard nothing else about the protests.
Conversation over.
Nothing.
What you got, Will?
Where did it originate in Wuhan, right? Is Wuhan near Hong Kong or in Hong Kong? Or
no, what it is...
Where they deliberately get it from there to travel it there. And
travel,
it got
right. Basically travel.
It's like dripping paint kind of scent.
It's probably not that close to it, but
it's
travel.
That's a good theory, They did it on purpose. They thought they could control it. As they were transporting it, it got leaked out, and that's where it spread.
That could happen. That could happen. Areas.
Or someone may have sabotaged the containment and fucked around.
Can we all agree, though, that some guy in Wuhan, China, didn't need a bat and spread it to the whole world?
That's the official story.
One guy ate a bat in China and caught COVID and spread it worldwide.
They gotta say something to cover up their corruption. I don't care what it is. When it's corruption, you gotta come up with excuses. And when they come up with excuses, you ever notice it's the stupidest excuse in the world?
Yeah, it's so obvious that you guys are shitty liars, but everyone's like, okay.
And they go for it.
The screen said that.
A bat! Oh, I knew it was crazy.
That makes sense.
No, here's the thing. That it can happen, but do I believe in this situation? No. Some fucker fucked up, or someone did it on purpose, or something. Something's, you know, sneaky as hell.
Wuhan lab... Or the lab in Wuhan, or no, what was it, 2 miles outside of Wuhan, something like that.
Not far.
It was strictly for studying coronaviruses. That's not a coincidence. One thing I don't believe in is coincidence. I don't believe in it at all. I believe in fate. I believe things are going to happen. If something happens to you, it's not, whoops.
So why is it that every major disaster, no matter what it is, whether it's a school shooting, no matter what it is, there's always something that was practiced before it or right during that same week that it happens?
Like a drill?
Whether it's Sandy Hook, whether it's the Boston Bomber, whether it's 9/11, whether it's everything was already in practice within that prior time, and all of a sudden, it just the situation happens.
So you're saying Al Qaeda was just sitting at a poker night, like, you know what we need to do?
No, but what was it, about a month before 9/11 or so, they were doing drills, simulating what they would do based on that exact situation.
Come on, everywhere you go, Sandy Hook. A week before that, they was doing practice for skills. They had it practiced. The bomb thing that happened in Boston. There was a practice going on before that even happened. Why would you need a practice of that? What made you think?
Yeah,
I want to practice my Boston attack. Head?
Well, the only thing I can say why is this: whoever did it the first ever, like severe, yeah, the first ever one. It could be the first ever school shooting, whatever that was. That may have scared a few individuals to do. Say you have a fire drill, so some may actually be doing it just to learn. But then
we've been doing fire drills for years. You know, somebody going to school and say, "I'm just going to start a fire and see what happens now."
But what we're talking about is the drills always happen.
I'm stating that what you're saying can be true. There could be groups out there that are doing that, but there are legit areas that probably would be terrified and are doing it. But they could be being used. Say if the cops come to the school, like, we want to do a training exercise, the school's gonna say yes.
You know what?
They're not gonna say no.
I agree with you. I agree.
So, but they could be like, yeah, we're gonna do this because
it could happen.
We'll get information and we can hook someone.
Even
up
Las Vegas, even that Las Vegas shooting, that was the biggest cover-up, and people still don't talk about that Las Vegas shooting. That dude shot all them people, and there was another hotel that got shot up before that, and then the way the bullets hit, like the lady said, the bullets hit straight. If you're shooting from a tall building way up there, there's no way the bullets just went down and then curved straight.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But you know what?
And if you have bullets that can turn a little bit.
A huge amount of them people died from headshots. You're telling me that guy, if he's supposedly fucked up and this is his last two riot, he's got that good of aim? I heard, and once again, this is another common thread in these mass shootings, is what you have a lot of other witnesses that report seeing different people shooting, or, oh, I saw people in black.
Is that, did they cover the whole story up?
They immediately discredit those witnesses. Oh, they were just scared. They don't know what they saw.
Come on, man. You never see him again.
No, I think some of them were.
Like in 9/11?
I do believe in mental health.
9/11, when the plane went down at, was it Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania? Somewhere in the Pennsylvania. When that plane crashed, there was an older lady that said she seen people come from under the ground and coming up to pick up the stuff, certain items, and do some things. They all had white suits on and stuff like that. Never heard from her again.
What story is this?
Go look it up.
This is like the mole man from The Incredibles that comes
up. Go look it up. Okay, right now, America, pay attention, huh, damn it.
Have you heard of domes? Deep underground military bases.
Oh yeah, obviously they exist. I'm not an idiot. They have
Never even knew that's what was. That's heaven.
And we're hitting the marker near the.
Well, we're here to mark it down to the Preacher Parker Show in the.
Viva la Revolution.
It's going down. It's history in the making. 2.0. YouTube video, podcast everywhere, global. Damn. Global.
We hope you
worldwide
enjoyed it.
International.
And y'all keep watching it.
For the people that listen. God bless you. For the people that don't listen, God bless you still.
God bless you.
I would say F you.
Double God bless you, because I hope you pay attention. Open your damn ears. Go do some damn real research. If you do some, if you actually did some real research, you would find out
all the facts.
A lot of the stuff we talk about is some true ass.
This is the year to do it. 2020. Open your eyes. Get that 2020 vision.
With the shit going on, you need to do it. Don't just follow the fucking mainstream shit. Go outside.
End it with a bang, Willie. This is you. This is you, Willie. And it would have been. Yeah, 30
seconds. I shaved my ass last week.
Well, that was not what I expected.
You said a bang.
I said a bang.
That is
hot damn, ass bang ain't one of them.
And as we see, this is how it ends. Sad and pathetic. Deuce deuce.
Deuce deuce.